Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Petronet LNG Limited Q3 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks, Hina. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Limited, I welcome everyone to today's earnings call. From the management team of Petronet LNG, we have the pleasure of having with us today Sri Saurav Mitra, Director of Finance and CFO, Sri Rakesh Chawla, Executive Director, Finance and Accounts, Sri Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, GGM and President Marketing, Sri Vivek Mittal, GGM and President Marketing, Sri Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager F&A, Sri Vikas Maheshwari, Deputy General Manager F&A. I will now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, which shall be followed by a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Saurav Mitra. Thank you for joining us for the earnings call for the quarter ended 31st December 2025. I'm pleased to share that the company has delivered a strong operational and financial performance during the current quarter, supported by improved capacity utilization and operational efficiencies. During the quarter, the overall LNG volume processed by the company stood at 233 TBTU, reflecting a growth of 2% over both the previous quarter and the corresponding quarter, where volume stood at 228 TBTU each. At the Dahej terminal, volume throughput during the current quarter was 214 TBTU compared to 211 TBTU in the previous quarter and 213 TBTU in the corresponding quarter. Capacity utilization at Dahej improved to 94%, up from 92% in the previous quarter and 93% in the corresponding quarter. At Kochi terminal, PLL achieved the highest-ever capacity utilization of 29% during the current quarter. On the financial front, the company reported PBT of rupees 1,144 crore for the quarter, registering a 5% growth over PBT over the previous quarter, which stood at rupees 1,083 crore. The PBT of the corresponding quarter stood at 1,169 crore. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 848 crore, reflecting a 5% growth over PAT of rupees 806 crore in the previous quarter. The PAT in the corresponding quarter was rupees 867 crore. For the 9 months ended 31st December 2025, Dahej processed 632 TBTU as compared to 686 TBTU during the corresponding 9 months. The overall LNG volume processed by the company during the current 9 months stood at 682 TBTU, as against 729 TBTU in the corresponding period. During the current 9 months, the company reported a PBT of rupees 3,363 crore compared to rupees 3,829 crore in the corresponding 9 months. Profit after tax for the current 9 months stood at rupees 2,505 crore, as against rupees 2,856 crore in the corresponding period. With this, we open the house for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is if you can talk a bit about your contract that you signed with ONGC for ethane, etc. What are the broad terms of those? It would be very helpful.
Okay. So first of all, I won't be able to share the commercial terms because those are sensitive information which I cannot disclose in the public. So far as the broad contours of the agreement, I would request Mr. Vivek Mittal, Group General Manager, to speak about it.
So I presume you are referring to the regasification agreement, which we signed recently. So it's a master regas agreement, which is a framework agreement, wherein if ONGC brings cargo, then the terms and conditions, which includes the storage period, what would be the regas charges, what would be the panel provisions or the take use of pay provisions. So all those contours are covered under that agreement. It is a standard agreement like any other regas agreement which we have signed with the long-term capacity holders. Aim is also that we convert this into a long-term capacity agreement with ONGC. So in that direction, we have signed this framework agreement.
Second question is on the UOP, you know, charges. Is it fair, by understanding correct, that another 48.9 crores were due, still stand due end of CY25?
Yes, it is 49 crore, as you said, that has arisen in CY25.
And what is the update on the liquidation of the balance dues? Any progress?
See, as you know that the CY21 has already been paid up. The CY22 dues, the due date was 31st December. However, the bank guarantees are valid till 31st of March.
Okay.
So the receipts can be done before 31st of March. Endeavor is being done for that. And CY23, it is the sunset has not arrived yet as per the settlement agreement.
Sorry, there is no bank guarantee for 23, you said?
23 also, most of the customers, we have received the bank guarantees and the contract.
Okay, so by March, the 22 liability should be settled, right?
Yes.
And lastly, just if you can give that number for service income and any CapEx project that you want to talk about.
Service income has been 865 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Achal Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Sir, so latest and long-term data shows that the rival terminals in the similar vicinity to Dahej are not able to ramp up volumes versus PLL's Dahej. So, sir, is it because of PLL Dahej having long-term contracts due to better network connectivity, or is it the pricing power? So if you can give a sense of this dynamics and if any customer wants gas in that area, why the incremental volumes come to Dahej versus the rival terminals?
Okay.
This is question number one.
Okay. So shall we go by question by question? Okay.
Yes.
So see, you have already answered the question that you have raised. PLL Dahej terminal enjoys some critical advantages in terms of evacuation, because any terminal simply having the regas capacity cannot function to its fullest capacity and efficiency. So Dahej terminal, the present capacity is 17.5 MMTPA, and we are ramping it up to 22.5 MMTPA by the end of this financial year. But it already has an evacuation capacity of 35 million metric tons. So this gives an added advantage to Dahej over other competitor terminals. Number one. Number two, as you have already said, the pricing. We are one of the lowest cost operator, and our charges are also one of the lowest in the industry. So the third factor is the storage factor. Dahej gives a unique facility to all its customers of not only regasification at a very low rate, but also provides them with huge storage capacity. So we have 8 tanks over there, and none of the terminals in India are having so much of storage capacity, which gives flexibility to the off-takers in its operations.
Got it, sir. Sir, so can you give a sense of how much time it would take for this incremental 5 MMT ramp-up utilization?
So I've already told we will be mechanically completing the construction by end of this financial year. So 31st March is our target to complete it for mechanical completion.
So, sir, what I meant by that is how much time it would take for that 5 MMT to get utilized, at let's say 80% or 90% or 100%.
Okay. So, see, LNG business, it's a mix of long-term agreement as well as spot agreements. And it is neither good for any consumer or a country to 100% depend on the long-term agreements or the spot contracts. So we have kept our facilities for both spot cargoes as well as long-term cargoes. So in this regard, we are already talking to many of the customers, and these are all at advanced stages, and we have already experienced that in the last IEW we have signed agreements with NGL for servicing their cargoes and buying cargoes on their behalf. So slowly and slowly we will try to match the ramped up capacity with our customers, lining up customers for better utilization of the terminal.
Sir, just one follow up here. So is it safe to understand or assume that whatever this 5 MMT capacity utilization would come from incremental import in India versus taking markets from rival terminals in the similar vicinity? Is it?
You are correct. There's an increasing gas demand, which is evident from the performance of our both the terminals at Dahej and Kochi. So with favorable gas prices, which we are expecting in the coming years, because of lot of liquefaction facilities coming up in Middle East, US, Mozambique. So there will be affordable LNG in the market, and it will definitely increase the gas consumption in the country. And we are actually sprucing up our facilities to cater to the incremental demand.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question is on the EBITDA or let's say the PBT contribution from these new investments in Petchem, Gopalpur and the third jetty. So could you give a sense of what could be a broad line numbers for these with respect to financials? Like we all know the investment and the timelines, but how much contribution at EBITDA level or at a gross margin level are we expecting from these new investments?
Yeah, see, we have maintained that for this petrochemical, we are yet to finalize the commercial contract. You have seen in the past that we have done a 600 KTPA contract with ONGC. Now, these contracts are being made. So, these details are sensitive and we are not sharing it in any of the forums. That is the reason why it is not being shared. But as and when all the commercial contracts will be done in due course of time, we will come out with the numbers.
Got it.
Mr. Shah, you may rejoin the queue for the follow-up question. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourselves to 2 questions. The next question comes from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Couple of questions. 49 crore use or pay will become a part of receivable or it will be treated separately? Need small clarification on this side.
Yeah. It will.
See, as on 31st December, it is not part of receivable. It is, as you know, that the user pay charges are charged as a penalty or LD. So, and we recognize the revenue. So the revenue has been recognized right now, and it has been, and the due date has not arrived yet because we have just issued the invoice, et cetera, communication, et cetera.
Okay, sir, fair enough. Second question on the capital expenditure. How much CapEx we have done in the 9 months, and what is planned for FY 2026, 2027 and 2028? If you could throw some light on these numbers.
See, we are expecting to have the approximate CapEx of till by March, around 3,000+ crore in this year. See, we have targeted slightly more than that, but due to the petchem orders in process, we will be restricting our CapEx during the year around 3,000 crore. So next year, we are targeting to spend around 9,000 crore. Mainly, main outgo will be on account of petchem and then followed by jetty. So others are very small items. The total CapEx outflow will be around 9,000 crore.
In FY 2028, it would be the same in the range of 9,000 crore?
No. See, in by FY 2028, the additional item will be Gopalpur. So we are expecting by that time, Gopalpur construction will also start. And right now, it will be difficult to estimate the correct number because most of the CapEx will be cash outflow will be over in case of petchem, and the addition will be Gopalpur. So next, as of today, I can tell you only about the next financial year, but overall CapEx should not be more than this in next year.
Last one from my side. Any discussion or updates on the 7.5 MMTPA capacity for the regas tariff negotiations with the offtaker? And when can we expect the final conclusion on this matter? Any timeline, if you could provide?
We are working on various business models for it. So as of now, I cannot give you a firm timeline, but we are hoping that next 6-8 months we'll have a better clarity, and probably we, hopefully, we would have done some agreements as part of it, 7.5 million ton agreement.
But there are a number of off-takers. Any one of you have started negotiations and the things are picking up?
It is not separate individual negotiations. So we are already in discussions with all of them, and they're not multiple, they are only three: GAIL, IOC, and BPCL, which is the existing agreement also. So in line with that, we are having some discussions. Certain commercial arrangements have already been frozen, certain agreements are yet to be executed.
Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
And on the, just to add on the, rupees 49 crores, user pay dues, that is, the revenue has been recognized, the cash is yet to be received. That's the-
Really helpful. Really helpful.
The next question comes from the line of Pranita Shetty from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to understand, is there a bit of discussions when you're on the expanded capacity, when you're having discussions with the potential clientele, is there discussions on they are looking for a longer term contract, or are they looking for something more spot in the near term? Or is there any discussions on the regas charge, what you put in? Like, I wanted to understand the impact of competition there, specifically. That's my first question.
As you know, Dahej has always been offering competitive tariffs. So our aim and endeavor will always continue to be that. And in this regard, yes, we are having discussion both on spot, short-term, mid-term, and long-term basis with the existing capacity holders as well as new capacity holders. And in that direction only, we recently signed agreement with ONGC, which was currently for spot short-term, but eventually we aim to convert it into a long-term capacity agreement. And regas charges, we have standard regas charges, but there could be certain incentives if they do additional volumes. So we are still working on that agreement.
Right, sir. Thank you. And I just wanted to understand, any updates on the Gopalpur terminal, what you're setting up, any updated timelines on those? I'm sorry, okay, so, I missed the earlier part of your
It's okay, no problem. Gopalpur, we are actually in discussion with the Ministry of Environment for environment clearance, and we expect they had sought certain more clarifications which we have already submitted, and we expect the results, positive results, to come out very soon.
Okay, so thank you. I just wanted an update on petrochemical capex as well. I know that you're doing a bulk of the capex next year. Is just timelines what we had discussed earlier still stand?
Sorry, can you please come out with the question once?
Hello, sir. Am I clearer right now?
Yes.
So in regard to the petrochemical capex, or the PDH-PP plant, any update on the commissioning of those projects?
Well, the plant construction is on track, and we expect bulk of the capex during the financial year 26-27.
And commissioning, sir, like what is the target right now?
Mr. Pranita Shetty, you may rejoin the queue for the follow-up question.
Sure, thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Somay from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So first question on the annual escalation that we take in Dahej. So for this year, Jan, that's been taken, if you just can confirm on that.
Yes, it has been taken.
Got it. But also on the utilization front, Kochi, we have been seeing improvement. It has moved almost to 30% now. So if you can just help us with details in terms of increased reasons for the increased offtake, and also the Kochi-Bangalore pipeline, the status, and what is your expectation for next year?
So Kochi terminal, you rightly mentioned that there has been increase in offtake, primarily as the prices softened. So there was incremental offtake from the existing customers, which primarily include MRPL, OMPL, and Kochi refinery. So primarily on that account, this was incremental offtake was there. And as far as pipeline connectivity is concerned, GAIL has been still maintaining March 2026, but we believe by June 2026, we should be connected to natural gas grid to Kochi, Kuppinath, Bangalore pipeline.
Got it, sir. The last question is on this 5 MMT expanded capacity. Based on whatever the contracts or discussions that we had so far, what is our expectation in FY27 in terms of utilization of this capacity?
We don't give that at this point of time. As and when the contract is formed up, we'll of course declare sending notification to SEBI and the NSE and PSE. But at this point of time, we cannot.
Okay. So, in trading gain and inventory, gain or loss in this quarter?
There has been no trading gain, and inventory gain is 27 crores.
Helpful, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mayur Patel from 361 Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Some of the questions got answered. Was Kochi, you said June is the pipeline connectivity expected. Thanks for that. Second thing is, given the large capex in chem plant for next year also, is it fair to assume that we'll still be able to maintain around 40% dividend payout?
Can you please repeat that question?
I think our dividend payout has been very healthy in the range of 40 to 50% of profits. So given that you said 9,000 crores capex in petchem would happen in FY27. So in FY27 also, despite that, we'll be able to manage 40% payout on dividend.
We have a healthy cash balance carrying in our books. So we expect to maintain the similar range of dividends.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Gopalpuram, is it fair to assume that when we will start the construction, we'll have some visibility about the evacuation connectivity of pipeline and also the off-taker, at least in principle, demand from the off-takers?
Okay.
That's what we are working on. In fact, the aim is to tie up at least some part of the capacity before we start construction. And as far as pipeline connectivity is concerned, so there is already a Srikakulam-Angul pipeline, which is around 30 kilometers from the proposed location. So for that, the connectivity would be done by Petronet, this 30 kilometers, but rest of it is already in place.
Okay. Thanks, Vivek. Thank you. Thanks for your question, Jeremy.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Hardik Solanki from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I just want to check on what was the petchem capex till date, and you mentioned that the next year petchem capex will be...
Mr. Solanki, you are not audible.
Oh, hope now I'm audible.
Yeah, it's better. It's better. Yeah, please go ahead.
The line for Mr. Solanki has been disconnected. We will move forward with the next. The next question comes from the line of Adarsh Sunil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, please go on.
Hello?
Yes, sir, we can
Hi,
hear you.
Good morning.
Please proceed with your question.
Firstly, congratulations on the great performance. My questions are regarding the Economics Times article. First question was that with the U.S. trade deal, Petronet might buy LNG from U.S. So given that we already have long-term existing contracts, do we have bargaining power on the price or will we be buying this at a higher price? Second question, for the gas energy plants in India, at what price does it become feasible for them to use LNG as from the article, the usage is pretty low, less than 25% if I'm not wrong. And third question is regarding the Dahej expansion. At India Energy Week, I was made aware that the 5 MMTPA additional storage is already in place, so we can expect it to finish by the end of this financial year.
Okay. So, first of all, you know, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. And secondly, I will come to the point of buying LNG from US. Yesterday, during the press meet, our MD has already clarified that such a deal is only possible if you know, LNG is available at an affordable price. Number two, the second, what was the second question? Can you please repeat?
Regarding the gas, domestic gas, they have not been taking, buying a lot of LNG because of the price. So at what price point does it become favorable for them?
Okay. So, I cannot give an exact number over this call, but definitely it has to be competitive with respect to the other alternative fuel options. Definitely, when I'm telling alternative energy options, I'm not comparing it with coal. But yes, maybe if we take the pricing available today of other alternate fuels, something around $7 to $8 per MMBTU would be, I think, affordable for the power industry to get up and running.
Got it. Sounds good. And then the Dahej terminal expansion, we are expecting it by the end of this year?
Yes, of this financial year? I have already announced that we will be mechanically completing it by end of this financial year.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nilesh Kok from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one question from my side. Sir, third party regasification charges for Q3 FY27, how much it was?
779 crore.
Sorry, sir?
779 crore.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Hardik Solanki from ICICI. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the CapEx for the PetChem we have spent till date? And, you know, as you mentioned that 9,000 crore will be spent in next year. So, you know, how the 21,000 crore will be spent in next couple of years? Can you just give a timeline on that?
Okay. So,
till March 26, which is current year ongoing, total PetChem outflow will be approximate, say, 2,300 crore. And next year, budget year, which is March 26, till March 27, PetChem we are expecting around 7,500. So here it becomes total around 10,000 crore. Total cash outflow may not be 20,000 crore because it includes soft cost, including interest during construction period, etc. And balance will be outflow in next two financial years because second payment will continue even after commissioning because second part is stopped. So till March 27, we are expecting around 10,000 crore total PetChem capex. When I say 9,000 crore total budget, it takes care of jetty and other miscellaneous capex as well. So 7,500 around for PetChem and balance for other activities.
Okay. So even if you assume, you know, instead of 20,000 crore, if the capex is 15,000 crore, so the next 5,000 crore would be in FY28, right?
See, right now, exact breakup, I am not giving anything, but it is around, say, balance will not be even 10,000. I told you, it includes interest during construction also.
Okay, got it. So and sir, in terms, on the... Hello. Yeah, sir, in terms of the renewal of the contract, just want to know whether the tariff escalation clause will be applicable.
See, these are commercial sensitive information. We cannot disclose it over these calls.
Okay. Thank you.
It is expected it should be there, but we cannot give you any further guidance on this at this point of time.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Achal Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Can you give a broad sense of the 17 MMT at the Dahej? So how much of these volumes would be price sensitive versus non-price sensitive? And also, though I understand that either they have use or pay or take or pay, but sometimes they don't take the volumes and move to alternative fuels. So can you give a broad sense of this dynamic?
So we have already, as you know, we already have two major agreements. One is for 7.5 million tons and another for 8.25 plus recently we signed 0.5 million tons. So 16.25 million tons is already committed on long-term basis or mid-term basis on firm use-or-pay or take-or-pay basis. So in addition to this, we do on spot short-term basis capacity booking, which is on top of the 16.25 out of the 17.5 existing capacity.
So these long-term contracts are, if I'm not wrong, till 2028, is it?
So, as you know, the RasGas SPA, which is with Qatar, is still 2028, which has now been renewed for another 20 years, so it runs to 2048. The capacity agreement, most of these capacity agreements are till 2036.
Got it. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Somay from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just a clarification on the PetChem capex that you said. So just want to know the total project capex, if you could just repeat, and also that 7,500 crores, that breakup that you said, if you could just repeat.
Total capex approved by the board for PetChem project is 20,685 crore rupees. Okay, now this takes care of escalation, depreciation, rupee depreciation, and interest during construction, etc. And what we are expecting, we have placed almost all the orders for all the long lead items. So we will be spending money wherever deliveries are being received or advanced against capital orders. In next 1 year, current, say, from starting from April. So while we are expecting that we will be making cash outflow around 7,500 crore in next financial year on account of PetChem.
Sir, by end of FY27, we would have spent 10,000 crores out of this 20,000 approx. So the remaining has to be in FY28-29. That's what you were referring.
The remaining will be FY27, 28 and 28-29 because even after commissioning, certain payments remain pending which are kept on hold for certain tests, etc. So the balance payment will spill over in the next two financial years.
Got it, sir. Thanks for the clarification. Sir, also on other projects, specifically Gopalpur, if you could just help us with the expected capex there and the cash outflow will begin from FY28 onwards.
See, as already told by our Director of Finance, that Gopalpur construction will start immediately after certain clearances are pending. So the cash outflow will start immediately thereafter.
So within this 9,000 crores of capex that for FY27, 7,500 is for PetChem. And what is the expectation for Gopalpur in FY27?
Balance is approximate 800 crore is budgeted for jetty, third jetty which is under construction. Okay. This will also be completing during this year. Can you hear? Hello?
Understood, sir. You're saying 800 for the balance portion of the jetty and then some for Gopalpur in FY27. So what, just looking at the total capex for Gopalpur and the majority of that will start in maybe FY28. Is that the right understanding?
Major capex on Gopalpur will be FY28.
Okay. And the total project capex, if you could just...
Exactly, you can rectify it is around 600 crore, not 800, budgeted for 26-27.
Okay, so the Gopalpur capex, the total capex for Gopalpur?
See, Gopalpur total capex scheme approved is more than around 6,000 crore rupees.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Indra Kumar Gupta from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible? Yes.
Hello. Yes, sir, you are.
Just one clarification. I just that part. So capex in FY26 end will be 3,000 crores?
Approximately, yes.
And another question, can please provide some guidance in terms of volumes in FY27 and FY28 if possible?
We don't know, and as of now, you know the firm contracts which we have already given in the previous question. So as of now, our guidance is based on the capacity book. However, we are making endeavors to book additional capacity, and as prices soften, we are very hopeful that that volume should increase.
Okay.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Achal Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking the follow-up. So, sir, in case this pipeline at Kochi Terminal, near Kochi Terminal gets resolved and the connectivity opens up, where do you see the incremental demand coming from? Is it the CGDs in near Bangalore or is it the industrial sector near that area? So, can you give a broad sense of how much offtake increasing at Kochi Terminal because of this bottleneck getting resolved?
Yeah, Mr. G.K. Sharma, please reply.
Thank you. Your question is quite valid, but let me give a perspective to it. Once it is connected with the national gas grid, number one, part of the question you yourself has answered. Once it is the CGD demand, as you know, it is going to be minimum 4 to 5 fold in the next 4 to 5 years. And apart from that, you may be aware of for CGD's major flywheel of CNG and domestic PNG demand, irrespective of where they are, the zone 1 tariff of 54 rupees will be applicable. So it doesn't matter which CGD in which part of the country is, the demand needs to be met. And Kochi terminal one connected, so it will be catering to the demand of whole country, number one. Number two, as you and all of us are aware of, it is expected LNG prices are going to soften in the next 5 to 7 years owing to the capacity buildup from supplier side. And as we know, other geographical regions across the world are either saturated or maybe not having that economic growth which whole world is talking about, around 6 to 8% growth, consistent growth of India, leading to energy consumption virtually more than 40% incremental energy consumption is expected to come from India. Because of all these reasons, as we know, it is energy, whichever means is cost effective and ready to propel and fuel the growth, sustainable growth. And such kind of lethal combination, perhaps India is at the cusp of the opportunity available in the world. जैसे बोलते हैं कि कयामत जब आपका साथ देने लगती है, so like universe is favoring India at this opportune time, and gas demand is expected to more than double in next 5 to 7 years. So of course CGD will be the major demand center, but given the softening of LNG prices, India itself is having ready-made demand of 25 million tons from power. Apart from multiple refineries and petrochemical plants are under extension, and India's capacity buildup of petrochemical itself is likely to double. And as you know, they have the dual facility of either burning their naphtha or gas. Considering gas prices softening, we are expecting refineries, petrochemical, power, apart from CGD. Every sector will contribute hugely, and with India is coming big way. And its growth engine will be fed by gas, LNG. And Petronet will be one of the beneficiaries having the infrastructure already readily available and enhancing its infrastructure at Dahej as well as we are coming at Gopalpur. I hope I could answer not only to the point question, the larger context. So India is good beneficiary, yeah, where the settlement will be the major contributor.
Sir, just one follow-up here is that can you give some specific guidance with respect to, let's say, Kochi getting terminal getting connected with the grid, and then incrementally how much will come from CGD, assuming it is in zone 1, and versus, let's say, LNG, where there is still that doubt that if spot LNG prices moderate, then utilizations improve. So if some specific guidance with respect to Kochi terminal utilization getting improved, that would be really helpful.
Even the existing capacity of 5 million ton will fall short. As I told you, CGD demand is going to be multiple fold. So I particularly answered this question. Fourfold CGD demand increasing. It is the Kochi terminal. Even I think, I'm not allowed to say, given the opportunity, we should be in a position to even further expand this terminal. Of course, I'm not giving any speculation, but India's capacity is going to grow.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot for the full clarity.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your continued interest and engagement. We sincerely appreciate the trust and confidence reposed in the company by the shareholders, analysts, and all other stakeholders. I would also like to say that we remain committed to operational efficiency, disciplined financial management, and long-term value creation for the investing community. And thank you once again for joining us today. Look forward to connecting with you in future.
On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.